For KASM Radio at World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. Each day at World Dairy Expo, we'll feature Mycogen Seeds, one of our show sponsors. Kathy Emery joining us on this first day, this Tuesday in Madison. Kathy, first of all, gives us a little background about herself and how long she's been working with Mycogen Seeds.
I've been with Mycogen for about 10 years as a dairy nutritionist. Prior to that, I was a dairy veterinarian in southwestern Wisconsin for the 12 years prior. So I had a lot of experience on a lot of different farms. We had a lot of fun visiting with farms. And I tell people now, instead of driving around a circle all day, I go in a straight line. So, and I don't do a lot of the midnight surgeries like I used to do either. But I'm pretty focused on our BMR corn silage with Mycogen. And I support our reps and our dealers in feeding the corn silage and harvesting it correctly.
One of our main topics today is new corn silage and how to implement this new feed into your current rations and your current silage inventory.
Harvesting correctly, so we try to focus on the correct moisture that the corn silage should be chopped at, the correct chop length, kernel processing, you know, segregating, all those types of things. Now we're pretty much done with corn silage, at least in Wisconsin. So now we're going to try to let the corn silage ferment, because if we can get 45 days of fermentation, it's going to be a better feed for the cows. So I know some people have to feed it right away because of inventories, but we would like to let it ferment as long as possible, up to 4 to 6 months if we could. Hardly anyone can do that. So we try to sample the silage, send it in for forage analysis, in vitro digestibility testing, starch digestibility, during this time when it's fermenting and right before it's going to be fed.
During the busy growing season, once again, Kathy just wants to reemphasize that harvesting your crop correctly is key.
The harvesting is very critical. That's why I try to focus on that during the summer and in the fall. But then once the corn silage is made, it is what it is. And we're going to be stuck with it all year if we made mistakes in the harvest piece. But if we can let it ferment as long as we can, then the starch is going to be more digestible. So that's really what we're after at this point. The fiber digestibility doesn't change that much in the storage structure.
Kathy Emery with Mycogen Seeds joining us on KASM Radio, talking more in particular about their BMR hybrids and focusing on BMR. And is there any difference at all when it comes to harvesting BMR?
The BMR is a little bit more higher management. So we want to get all those pieces exactly right. Because when you buy BMR corn silage, you're doing that to maximize your fiber digestibility. And if you chop it at the correct moisture, you're going to do that. Every few points lower in moisture that you chop it at, it's not going to be as good. So when you're spending the extra money on BMR, you want to make sure that you're doing everything right, so that you can maximize the value. But, I mean, moisture is important to any corn silage.
Kathy says if you want to learn more about Mycogen Seeds, you can come to World Dairy Expo or...
you can go to mycogen.com and you can just put in your zip code. That'll give you the numbers of your local rep and your local agronomist and nutritionist. Give us a call. We'd be happy to help you.
Kathy Emery with Mycogen Seeds joining us on KASM Radio, your number one farm information station in central Minnesota. From World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, I am Farm Director Joe Gill.